When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Bobby, good afternoon and welcome to New York, man.
Yeah, hey, Chris, nice to meet you, brother.
Yeah, nice to meet you, bro. Bobby, just a few things. One, early in this free agent process, was this a team that you had a feeling you might wind up in? And if you don't mind, Bobby, could you talk about your skill set that you're going to bring to this linebacker group?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this is a team I have my eye on. There was a lot of mutual interest. And then when things lined up, just worked with my agent. I told him once we had the right deal, I was ready to pull trigger. So this honestly is perfect situation for me. Skill set wise, you're getting a fast, physical linebacker, very smart, very intelligent, has good ball skills, and is sideline to sideline. I love to run and hit, and I'm really just a team first guy. Don't have a big ego, humble guy, and I just want to win games.
Thank you, Bobby, and good luck, brother.
Thank you.
Dan Duggan.
Hey, Bobby, welcome.
Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Good, good. You touched on there. Did you have other offers and you chose the Giants, or what was the process like on Monday?
Yeah, I had other offers. We were just working on, you know, the best offer and the best situation. You know, this was unique because it was a great offer and a great just team fit. Obviously, this defense is really good. I got two great guys playing in front of me, two good guys on the edge. Really, the whole defense is doing well. And I mean, this offense is playing really well and playing really well towards this past year, end of the season. So just excited to be a part of the rise.
I know you've been a Giant for like 24 hours, but what do you know about Wink's defense, and how different is it than what you probably played in the past?
Yeah, a lot of blitzing. That's probably the main difference. But I mean, just same fast physical style. Run a lot of man coverage, a decent amount of cover three, but. I mean, Wink knows. I told him I'll play Mike, I'll play Will, just wherever the team needs me so we can be the most successful.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ryan Dunleavy.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no, appreciate you. Thank you.
Couple things for you. There's some stats out there from Next Gen that you were like the most targeted linebacker and allowed like -2 receptions over under expected, which, you know, whatever you believe, that seems pretty good. tell me about your pass coverage, and not everybody's a three down linebacker nowadays. How much pride do you take in that, and what does it take to be good as a pass coverage linebacker against these athletic tight ends and running backs nowadays?
Yeah, no, a lot. My first 2 years starting, my second and third year in the league, I played a lot of Mike linebacker, and a lot of zone coverage. So that's just understanding concepts, really. How the offense is trying to attack you, you know, how if they run a shallow, how there's an over coming behind you, or if someone sits or something coming back. So just understanding the offensive scheme. And then last year I played a lot of will linebacker. I was tasked to, you know, be in man coverage a lot versus tight ends and running backs. And, you know, I won a majority, if not most, of my one-on-one battles. So I got great length. I got great speed, got great athleticism. And I think just my mental processing helps me be a very good zone coverage linebacker. So I'm just excited for the opportunity.
And then, I don't know if you already heard, maybe I'm breaking some news, but Paris Campbell's joining you there?
Yeah, no, I saw the news. I'm excited as hell. I mean, you're getting a fast, physical guy.
Yeah.
And you're getting a great leader. He's got a great personality. He's competitive as hell. Yeah, Paris is just an all-around great guy.
Why was he so much different last year than his first 3 years you were teammates with him? I mean, it seems like his numbers blew up last year.
Yeah, I mean, he's always had elite speed. I mean, I noticed that from day one OTAs. But, you know, guys got to come in the league and figure out their body. He's, you know, faced a lot of adversity with injuries, but that's only made him more resilient. And you saw in his first year of full-time production, he was very successful. So he's just looking forward to capitalizing and growing on that.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Charlotte Carroll.
Hey, Bobby. Nice to meet you, and thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no, nice to meet you, Charlotte.
Wanted to ask about Week 17. You had a really great game against the Giants. Kind of what was going through your head, what you remember about them in that game, and then now that you're part of that, of this team, kind of reflecting on that a little bit.
Yeah. Everything just kind of came together that game, honestly. I mean, obviously, I knew how well the Giants were playing at that point in time of the year. Playing against Saquon, Daniel Jones, I knew the challenge I had, so had a really good week of preparation. And coming into the game, just the feel, the atmosphere in the stadium, I mean, now it's a blessing that I get to be a part of it, but I was just amped up, playing really well. And, you know, I got in a groove that game, obviously 17 tackles, had the forced fumble, a couple TFLs. I just felt very free playing. So it was exciting. And, you know, for that to be my best game of the year, then, you know, for this to come full circle on me to be a New York Giant in this moment, it's just really, really surreal, and I'm very grateful.
Have you talked with, Daniel and Saquon since now being on their team?
No, I haven't, yeah. I mean, after the game, I dapped up Daniel and just, like, you know, told him great game. Obviously, he's a competitive guy. I'm a competitive guy, so I'm excited to, you know, lead with him throughout the year.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Patty Traina.
Hi, Bobby. How you doing?
Good, Patty. How you doing?
Very well, thanks. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.
Thank you. Coach Martindale has often spoken about how this is a positionless defense. Can you just talk about the challenges of adapting to a positionless defense and, you know, how you plan to kind of mold your skill set to what they do?
Yeah. I think, it takes you thinking of yourself as an individual player to just the whole scheme and what the defense is trying to get done. So when you really just understand the fundamentals, the coaching points the coach has for you, and, you know, just the different coverages and where you fit, I mean, you're just a puzzle piece, and it's kind of plug and play. You can play anywhere. I mean, whether you're safety, linebacker, you're blitzing off the edge, you know, I think you just have the understanding of, like, everybody's job and what the defense is trying to get done, and then you're just playing fast and playing with trust in your teammates.
Within this defense, I mean, are there things that maybe this defense will ask you to do that maybe you haven't really done a whole lot of prior to this point?
Yeah, I'm going to blitz a lot more, which I'm excited about. I mean, I've had a lot of blitz, sack fumbles. I had a really good one, I want to say a year or two ago versus the Titans. But, I mean, I love playing fast, physical, and I think that's why Coach Whittendale blitzes so much so players can play free. There's not a lot of thinking, and that's what you want to eliminate. You want to eliminate thinking and, you know, just have fast decision making.
Thanks, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Bobby, congrats and welcome.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, you mentioned that Week 17 game. I got to ask you, you know, I know that red jersey's going on Daniel in the summer, but do you expect any guys to kind of give you some, you know, some fun trash talk in terms of what happened that day with the personal foul, or has the front office kind of and coaches joked with you about that a little bit?
Yeah, a little. I mean, there'll probably be some fun trash talk, but like me and Daniel dapped it up after the game, and like, I mean, I told him it wasn't intentional. Like, he's a competitive guy, I'm a competitive guy, and, you know, he's trying to run, and I'm trying to stop him from running. So I'm obviously not intentionally trying to hit him in the head or anything, but yeah, we dapped it up, cleared the air, so. You know, we should be good. Red jersey, he's safe. I'm hands off.
Yeah, that $40 million price tag on his jersey.
Yeah, too, for right? Sure.
One other thing, you know, people talk about tackles, and I think the perception of tackles through the years has changed just because we've analyzed them so much. Mm-hmm. How important is it to you to kind of look at a tackle and say, well, this one limited yardage versus this one is down the field, and you take pride in the idea of being able to be a player who makes plays around the line of scrimmage rather than, you know, getting 10 tackles but it happens to be, you know, at the end of an 11-yard run?
No, 100%. I mean, you want TFLs, you want tackles at the line of scrimmage. But, you know, when you play in zone, like, obviously you're giving up space in front of you, and you want to just have great fundamentals, great processing, and great quickness so that right when the guy catches it, it's catch tackle. You don't want the guy catching it and falling forward for like 4 or 5 yards. So a lot of that's fundamentals, a lot of that's technique. and really just, you know, like tenacity and just intensity when you, the way you play. So I think we'll just figure all that out and, you know, training camp OTAs going into the season.
Appreciate it, Bobby. See you soon.
Yeah, see you. Thank you.
We'll take two more. Kim Jones.
Hi there, Bobby. How are you? I'm Kim.
Doing well, Kim. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you very much. Just listening to you, I'm guessing you had some other opportunities and the Giants came out on top. Can you kind of walk us through, you know, maybe some other opportunities, but why this one was the best one for you?
Yeah. You know, working with my agent, you know, there were a couple of teams that were interested throughout the whole process. And, you know, I told my agent from day one, I want to play in New York City. I mean, New York City's been one of my favorite cities growing up my whole life. And, I mean, this franchise is on the rise. I was very fortunate to play behind DeForest Buckner and Grover Stewart, you know, very elite defensive tackles. And to be able to replicate that, if not, you know, improve on that here with Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams, you know, it's just a very fortunate opportunity for me as a linebacker. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited, you know, to meet the leaders of this team. I'm excited to be a part of this defense and franchise.
Wink's a character. I know that you've already met him and talked to him, but like as a player, do you get fired up meeting a guy like that who coaches the way he does and also really seems to interact with players on a very real basis?
No, 100%. He's very real. He's a straight shooter, but I mean, Wink's a cool guy. And you know, I just figured that out in the, you know, first couple minutes I got to hang out with him. So, you know, I'm just excited. I got his number. I'll be talking to him throughout this whole process, OTAs. You know, I'm just looking forward to building strong relationships here in this building so, you know, we can build as a team.
Sometimes these questions are unfair for young guys like you because I'm so much older and many of us who cover the team are so much older. But do you have an inkling in terms of the history of the Giants and the importance of the linebacker position and the fact that Giants fans have been saying for a long time, get us our next great Giants linebacker?
No, 100%. I mean, obviously Lawrence Taylor is an all-time great. And then I got to shout out my Stanford buddy, Blake Martinez. You know, he came here and you know, signed a big contract, played well to start. And you know, now he's making a lot of money selling Pokemon cards and, you know, is going to have a successful career going on and on. So, you know, he's a guy I look up to. But yeah, no, I'm excited to be a part of this franchise. And you know, just want people to understand what they're getting out of me. You're getting a smart guy, humble guy. And you're getting a sideline to sideline, fast physical linebacker. So I'm ready to rock.
I appreciate you indulging my third question in particular. Thanks a lot. We'll see you soon.
No, you're good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll take one more, Ed Valentine.
Hey, Bobby, how are you? I was just curious. I know you talked about Daniel Jones already, but are you looking forward to being teammates with a quarterback who's willing to throw a shoulder or a forearm at a linebacker?
100%. Yeah, the crazy thing about that is, like, obviously when a quarterback's running, you think he might slide, but during that game, you, I mean, you could feel, you know, just how, like, his drive to win. I mean, he's running into the end zone, he's barreling into me, like, he's doing everything he can to help his team win. So I got a lot of respect for the guy, and, you know, I'm fired up to be teammates with him.
Just the last thing, you know, you've been asked about, you know, blitzing more already a little bit, but I'm just curious, you know, why you think that really hasn't been a big part of your game up to this point?
I mean, I think coverage has been such an asset of mine. You know, coaches have always felt that, you know, if they blitz in front of me, I'm a guy who can, like, scrape over the top and clean things up. Or if I'm the sole guy in coverage, you know, I'm gonna hold up. I'm excited for the opportunity.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.